Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology. We believe there are many paths, often unconventional, to achieve your goals. But we get stuck thinking we have to follow experts and fixed set of rules.
Well, as the leader of the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group with over 200,000 members, I see people are hungry for a fresh approach, not just for weight loss, but to help live their very best life. Season 2 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast will provide lifestyle advice, lots of fun support, and practical tips to help you at home. Because you know what? You don't have to be perfect to be successful. Join us. Tamara, instead of taking our family vacation to the beach this year, you know what we did instead? We had my daughter's wisdom teeth removed. Let me tell you, it is not the same experience. I've been so sad, very sad. And I know there's a lot of listeners that are probably in the same boat as I am. It may be due to finances or just travel restrictions, but a lot of us are missing out on summer trips. And really the only thing that's been keeping me sane is thinking about my poor dog who doesn't have to go to the kennel this year. I don't know. We need to figure this out. I need a way to have like a staycation and actually make it fun.
I know. And Stephanie, I am so sad too. I mean, we've talked about on this podcast, that was our dream trip. It was on my New Year's resolution to go to England. And of course, due to COVID, that's canceled. So yeah, I am just same with you. I'm like depressed and I don't want to go into fall semester being burnt out and tired and stressed without some kind of vacation. We need that vacation. So Stephanie, you need to help me out here with finding a good way to do a staycation and one that where I won't start doing a bunch of house projects or binging on Netflix, because I know that's what I do if I don't plan it right. So how do we do this?
Well, just because we aren't taking a big trip, I don't know if you can see my ears, Tamara.
I do. Sparkly Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse ears.
Well, just because we aren't taking a big trip this year doesn't mean that we don't all deserve a break. I think vacations are a really important time to connect with our loved ones, to rejuvenate, and even to experience some new things and, of course, have a little fun. So I think, Tamara, if we brainstorm properly today, we can come up with ways to have a staycation in our own backyard or in our own community.
Yes. So in this episode, we are going to tell you how to do that. We have 8 ways to create an amazing staycation. But first, a quick break.
Well, Tamara, if you're like me and when you're on vacation, of course, you like to eat and relax. I like to do both. You're going to need something yummy to eat, especially if you're doing a stay-home staycation. So today's episode is sponsored by the new book coming out, their Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook, 100 Easy Recipes to Save Money and Time.
Thanks, Stephanie. Okay, so let's get started. Number one, let's make a plan with the big picture in mind. I mean, this is crucial because if you don't come in with a plan, you're going to end up on the couch watching Netflix or scrubbing toilets and, you know, fixing that gutter that needed fixing, whatever. So this is the absolute huge must, is have a plan, right?
You know, I really like that. I don't think I'm going to be scrubbing toilets. That sounds horrible. No, I'm definitely not going to do that. But one thing that I was thinking about with this vacation is that I think I need to start really small. I think I might need to just plan for one day to get started. I know that sounds crazy. You know, usually we go to the beach for a lot longer than that, but this is like scary and different for me. I might just really start small. What about you?
Yeah, I don't, one day isn't going to cut it for me. So I would do, but I don't know if I could actually manage a whole week or two. So for me, 3 or 4 days, I think what I want to do is just say, okay, we're going to start Monday and we're going to end Friday. So have a start date and an end date in mind. And that way I can, you know, not let things creep in, put it on the calendar. And when someone calls and say, hey, can you do this? Or can you house it? I say, no, you know, I'll have that blocked off. So I don't start working in those other obligations.
No, that's a good idea. Cause you really have to have everybody on board too. I heard you saying like, we,
yeah,
that's part of the issue I'm having at my house is that I want to have a little staycation, have a little break, but not everybody in my family is on board. So I think it's important to think about that big picture, like you said, begin with a plan in mind and have everybody on board about the timeline and the expectations yeah. and the budget and really what this is going to be involved.
Yeah. And what they want. Like some people might want to just relax, or, but some people might want to go out and do stuff, like be real active or have adventures, which is very different than, oh, I want a spa experience. So you're right. If you have a family, you need to pull them and say, okay, you know, how long do you want this? And how do you want to feel? Do you want to feel relaxed, or do you want to have adventure? Or do we want to do some combination of both? And once you do that, as a, I would say as a family, sit down and make an itinerary. Maybe you can even say, okay, one day we're going to do what, and then next day we're going to do what Bobby wants, you know, and then take turns or something like that.
That's important. I think everybody gets a voice, even the kids. Mm-hmm. And one of the big words I heard you say too is budget, because I know at my house we're always broke. That's why we did the broke as a joke episode, and I wrote the Dirt Cheap Cookbook. I always feel like money is tight, and especially this year with a lot of people being out of work or just a reduced income, the budget is probably the number one place to start when it comes to planning the staycation, because there are ways you can have a good time and have a staycation without spending a lot of money.
And that's one of the fabulous things about a staycation is actually you'll save a lot of money. I mean, you know, this is going to be way cheaper than England. So for me, you know, so we're like saving thousands of dollars, but at the same time, I do want to make it special. So I want to put enough on my budget. Maybe we could go to a fancy restaurant one night just to make it special. So, okay, let's just think ahead and factor that in. Or if we want to go to a local museum, make sure we have enough money. And I would say also work in souvenirs, like the kids, make them feel like it feels like a trip. So let them buy a little souvenir at the local museum or whatever. So think about those things in your budget. Like, you know, do you want souvenirs? Do you want to go into museums or whatever? And then, you know, but you will actually overall save money, which is the fabulous thing about it.
Well, you're starting to sell me on this concept. So why don't we get started? That was step one, to make a plan with the big picture in mind. So let's move on to step two, which is to actually set the stage for a staycation. What might that look like to set the stage for a staycation?
Well, if you have it depends. Like, you have a theme, you can, maybe decorate the house in that theme, or you could start planning your activities around a theme. So if you like, for instance, if we wanted to go with an England theme, my daughter and I could, you know, set up a little tea party, maybe make some scones or bangers and mash. Hello, I've done my, London research.
But, I don't know what a bangers and mash is.
See, we're going to, so we could do that, like start making, oh, let's have these English movie night or whatever, and maybe do something around that. But if you don't want to do that, you know, you could do something else, have another kind of theme. What would you do, Steph?
Well, at my house, I'm really big on my outfits and my clothing. And I put my next little topper on my hat here of my Hawaiian flowers. And I'm going to show you my cool shirt too, Tamara. I'm going to do a little, this is my I Love Vacations tank top that I bought at JCPenney last year. And I always wear this on vacation. Like, I have my vacation clothes that I like to wear, and my vacation headbands, my vacation hair. So I think for my staycation, I'm going to embrace some of those favorites and get those out, as well as some cute maybe decorations from the dollar store.
Wouldn't that be cute? Yeah. And put away your work. Like, if you're too tempted to, you know, do work, then it's not only putting stuff out, but you can take stuff away. Like, put your work out where you don't see it. Maybe take, if you don't want the kids doing video games, and hide it under the bed or something.
Pack it up. Pack it up. Hide it. Lock it in the trunk of the car.
Seriously.
I also like to embrace music. I'm a big music person, and I've tried to introduce that more and more on the podcast. But building some special playlists of Hawaiian or Caribbean music, or Mexican Riviera music, or even like camp songs or karaoke music, whatever vacation is your dream vacation, building a fun playlist to enjoy during your home staycation can really help set the mood.
And it's fun. And it's fun. I think it's fun. Make your house look a little different.
I was trying to find these local radio stations, because that can also be a fun way to enjoy the local flavor. And iHeartRadio.com is a free one. And also mytuner.com, that one is subscription, but iHeartRadio is free. And you can look up local radio stations from the community where you normally like to travel to.
Oh, that's a great idea. And then
it's fun to hear like the commercials, you know what I mean? Like the commercials from that city or the language of that city.
Mm-hmm. Well, number three, we advise that you become a hometown tourist. What that means is go to places around your town, either places that you like, that you maybe you've been there or maybe you've never been there. And some ideas I thought of, like, we have a new local brewery. We also have some really small wineries like within in the town next door that would be just a 10-minute drive away. So you could go wine tasting, or maybe you have a local nature trail you could visit. I mentioned museums before. We have a tiny museum. Did you know that? Our tiny town has a tiny museum.
That might be quite the adventure.
It's like probably 5 minutes to go through it, but that
would
be
a tiny
fun
adventure. We also have a tiny zoo that has one bear. Did you know that? And it costs 50 cents to get in. You should
tell is that, I know which one that is. Mm-hmm. We have gone. It is a little bit sad.
Hey, I think it's like five pages. You do the whole thing in like 10 minutes.
But
hey,
you know,
it's all about being creative, right?
Yes.
It may not be the same as going to England, but.
No. And in fact, we made a trip out of that one, a whole day of going to that little zoo. We brought a picnic. So we went to the zoo, we brought a picnic, and then there were some local water slides. So we actually did all three, and that was a fun, that made for a fun day.
Well, the bottom line is you got to get creative, right? I know for me, budget is always top of mind. So we do a lot of Groupons in our community. And it's not just our community where we live, but I think a staycation, like you said, can be a short travel distance. So pulling up Groupons and seeing what's available in nearby cities within a short drive can help you find some new opportunities to have fun, maybe just down the street.
And you'll save money going local because as a local, you, like you said, you'll have access to coupons, but also there's local discounts. Like, you know, like when we lived in Los Angeles, you would get a discount just for being an LA resident. Like it, for instance, Disneyland, we got a deep discount for living in LA. Like, how cool is that?
So this makes me want to put my Disney ears back on.
I know.
Disney is not even open yet.
I know.
And a lot of our listeners are probably just chomping at the bit to get back there.
I know, but there's stuff open. And so find out what's slowly coming back open. So
for me, one of the best things about going on vacation, no matter where I am, is just turning off the internet.
Yeah.
Are you that way too?
Yeah. And I think that's our number four, to go offline. And that's part of setting the stage also. Like, don't, cause that's, for me, it's an issue to be tempted to work, especially my email.
It's so easy on your phone or iPad just to pull it up. And then the next thing you know, like hours have gone by and you've missed out on a whole afternoon where you could have been outside having a good time.
Yeah. So I would try to make an effort to whatever time frame you have, turn off your email or put up one of those vacation email auto responses.
Clever. I love that tip. That's such a sneaky suggestion.
Isn't it
you know
great?
What I always forget on my phone to change my voicemail, because most of my work Tamara is done remotely on the phone, and I have to change that voicemail to say I'm currently on vacation, not returning calls until blah blah blah. Right?
Exactly. And if you don't want, like I said, the social media or the TV or video games, depending on your family, you know, hide the remote or you know, turn off the computers and put the computers away, whatever it takes. You know, once you decide how offline you want to go, I encourage everybody to go super offline if you can. It's just,
it is the best way to go, even though there's going to be a mutiny at my house.
I know.
There's going to be some fighters on that one. I don't know. I'll have to see about that one.
I know. We'll try your best.
I will. Well, that actually helps me transition to number five, which is kind of funny. But one of my staycation tips, Tamara, is to ditch the hangers-on.
Oh.
And that means if they're grumpy and crabby, you may want to get rid of some of these people. Dump them off, right? Like your kids could head off to camp, maybe.
Camp is great.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Camp is great. Like mine goes to a week, stay overnight for a week. And it's one. I know. They canceled it this year, but in normal years, you know, you can do that. And you might find some, like you said, send them off to grandma's.
If it's safe, of course.
Yes.
But another opportunity too, and this is maybe a little bit more controversial, but for a staycation, if your family's not on board, not necessarily, maybe this is an opportunity for you to go solo and for you to have your own little trip without your spouse, without your kids, either solo or with your friends. It doesn't have to be with your family. Your staycation could be with your sister or your mom or by yourself.
I love that. That's not controversial at all to me.
Like, at my house, it might be. We tend to do everything as a group. So it is a little bit maybe controversial for us.
I've gone off on a weekend with friends or by myself. And honestly, I come back a better mom for it. So I recommend it.
Girl, Tamara said.
I know, do it.
You heard it here on the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. And it's probably cheaper to go by yourself. Let's be
real. Yeah. I'm more relaxed.
We'll put that as another topic for a podcast.
Number six, recreate your favorite vacation activities. So if there are things that you do just special on vacations, like I'm not one to treat myself to a massage, but I do on a vacation, so I can still do that. Like if they're open, if not, you can get your spouse to give you one, bribe them something, or get something, you know, relaxing like that. Like another of my favorite vacation activities, I love to just lounge by the pool or the ocean in a chair with a good book. And again, I can totally replicate that at my house. I don't have a pool, but I do have a lawn chair and I do have a shady backyard. So I can just, set the scene and enjoy reading at home.
I was thinking a lot about this one, Tamara, because I would like to reinvent my staycation with a staycation cocktail.
Yes.
I tend to have the same old, nut. And then when I'm on vacation, then I get a little wild and crazy and I might order something more festive. So for my vacation, I will motivate myself by having maybe like a specialty drink that I make, like a sugar-free pina colada or I bought some new Michelob Ultra Light Gold beer yesterday. I'm going to try. So just making it special with like a more exotic cocktail to celebrate.
I love that. You can even buy those little umbrellas, you know, make it look cute.
Yeah. I'll have to post some photos of that one. That can make this whole staycation worthwhile.
I know, exactly. Another thing you can do is like one of the cool things about vacation is you get to try like really cool new restaurants. Well, you can do that here. Like you can get dressed up and either go to the local fancy place or an exotic restaurant maybe you haven't tried yet or that you don't often go to. Like we have an Indian food restaurant and I think I went with you, Stephanie, the last time, but honestly, I rarely go and that would be like a fun one to just go to. Just to feel a little different than the norm.
I know, again, I'm always broke, so I tend not to do as much eating out, but I agree with you on a vacation. Why not? That's what you do on vacation, right? So eating out in your own community might be a fun way to get out and feel like it's special and spend just a little bit of money on yourself. That's okay to do when you're on a staycation, right? Exactly. It could be in the budget.
Exactly.
Another one I like to do, Tamara, in terms of activities to make it kind of fun and vacation-like is we like to do karaoke. Okay. And my daughter loves to do this, especially like if we're on a cruise ship at the piano bar. We've done this in Las Vegas, but it is so fun just to be silly and to sing some songs. So here at my house, I bought a Bluetooth mic and we have we call it the Block Rocker. It's like a portable speaker with an arm that travels, and we have a karaoke playlist on Spotify. Isn't that just crazy? And we have so much fun playing and singing, and yeah, it's just good times. You know, it's free and it's easy, and it kind of reminds us. I'll have to put on my next hat for you. It reminds us when we were on a like a Carnival cruise ship on a family trip, and Grandma was singing and dancing, and everybody was really having a good time. Can you see my? For all of our video viewers on YouTube, you can see my cool, doesn't look that good because I have the headphones on, but I've got my cool Ahoy Mate hat on from the cruise ship. There you go. So
your sailor hat.
Sailor hat. That's it. Thank you.
Well, speaking of cruises, water activities are a big one on vacation, at least for me. So again, you know, you may not have the ocean. We're not that near an ocean, but you can find a pool, a local pool or a local lake or a hot tub, or I don't know, you can figure something out. There are places to stick your feet in the water. Just find it and make the time.
My favorite memories when our kids were little, Tamara, is we bought one of those baby pools from Walmart. And we would fill it up with water so the kids would play. And then we would put our lawn chairs inside the actual baby pool. It was one of the, I guess not a baby pool, one of those ones that's like 2 or 3 foot. You know what I mean? So we would be in the pool with our lawn chairs. The kids would be playing. And then my husband actually would pick up blocks of ice. I don't even know where you buy those, but he'd buy blocks of ice to keep the water colder. Isn't that funny?
That's funny.
We would have the best time. And water balloons, it's just silly, but good times.
Yeah. Squirt guns, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have a little war. Well, we're almost through our 8 tips for a great staycation, Stephanie, but let's take a break here.
All right. Well, today's episode, Tamara, it's brought to you by the newest book to the DLK family. It's called The Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook. It's published by Simon & Schuster. It's full of tips and tricks to save big money while losing weight. Every recipe serving is 10 grams of net carbs or less, and every recipe costs less than $10 to make. Pre-order your copy today. Links are available at dirtylazyketo.com/book.
I am excited for that book. Okay, so we're at number 7, Stephanie, which is minimize chores. Now, you may not be able to eliminate all chores. I mean, the dog still has to get fed, right? Certain things have to be done. But I would say, you know, of course you have to do those critical ones. But other than that, just stop them, put them off. Like, you can let the laundry pile up. You know, don't use your vacation to do that, or, you know, changing the oil in the car. Those are things you can do later. You can also hire some help, like pay the neighbor kid to mow the lawn just for your little vacation time. Or even a one-time house cleaner, that would make you feel, put, add that in the budget so you can feel a little bit, you know, more luxurious and rested.
I like the sound of that. Anything to cut back on the stress, right? Mm-hmm. I know when I was a little girl and money was tight and we couldn't do our annual drive to Florida for the beaches and Disney, our special trip, we would take a quick overnight to the Holodome. I don't even know if they have those, but it was at the Holiday Inn and it was like an indoor water park kind of festive place. So I was thinking that could be a fun thing to do for a staycation. In our community, I know we have a great Wolf Lodge that has a water park inside, but it doesn't even have to be fancy. It could be any kind of local hotel that has a pool or that maybe has a fun outdoor space. A lot of us have hotel points that are just being wasted and deadlines are being extended too for us to use those. So maybe book a night at a fun local hotel and it's a lot cheaper than a big, huge trip, but it's still kind of fun.
Yeah. And you get a little getaway, but you know, like it's 10 minutes from the house, but you're still, like you said, you'll have access to a pool, you'll have access to restaurants, or just getting out of the house.
Just to get out of the house. And I may be going there by myself.
Why not? And also you can, you know, another way to minimize chores is to have your food delivered. I mean, we have Grubhub and Postmates now. So those, again, I don't use those a lot because they can get costly, but it's your vacation.
That's right. That could be in your budget.
Mm-hmm.
I like
that. Or you can bribe the kids. Bribery is always good. And let them take over more work during the week, you know, as say, okay, if you do extra chores this week, we'll pay double your allowance or something. Get creative.
Yeah, that's super cute. Yeah. That leads us to number 8, which is another idea for like a lower cost staycation. And this is the topic of camping, which a lot of us haven't done since we were young.
And yeah, I haven't done it in a long time. And camping can be a lot of work. Like there's a lot of packing and planning, but a staycation camping actually can save you money and time because it can be a little easier, right? Like how can we camp at home? Well, pitch a tent right in your backyard.
Yeah, I think this is really funny, especially if you've got little ones. They love this. Like
they love
putting
it.
A tent in the backyard or even in the living room and just having them sleep in there, they'll stay in for hours. That could be your whole vacation right there.
Seriously. You the couple can just sleep in their bed and leave the kids in the tent.
That might be it.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes just sleeping in a new place feels like a vacation.
It does.
When I was doing a lot of research for our podcast today, because I was trying to make myself feel happier because I was sad, I read that just sleeping in a new spot in your house can actually make you feel like you're on a fun vacation.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea.
Just switch rooms.
Yeah. Well, one time, I don't know if you know it, we have a campground like 2 miles from our town, and it's not very scenic. Like,
you're all trying to be nice. It's not
just
good.
Kind of a dump.
It's a dump, Tamara.
It is. It's terrible. But, and I can't remember, I think we went there because we had a bigger, you know, trip planned at like Yosemite, and it was this big deal. And then the fires closed it down. So we weren't able to go on our big, you know, fancy camping trip. So the kids were so sad. So I found this local campground, and the minute I saw it, I was like, oh God, this is going to be a disaster. I mean, all there was this tiny little 3-foot creek, but a foot deep. But Stephanie, they love that damn creek. I mean, honestly, they played in it all day. They splashed in it. I don't know how. And then the other kind of thing about it was that there were like 2 billion stray cats.
Which you're really like, sounds classy.
Again, the kids had more fun chasing and feeding those cats. And like, so it turned out like they were so happy with that vacation. I mean, cause we could still have s'mores and have a campfire, you know? So we only had, you know, 20 cats joining us.
This might be my favorite tip. Well, this is why camping is intimidating to people, right? Because you know, you worry so much about what you're going to do and all the entertainment and the food and the snacks. And so, Tamara, one of the tips I have to kind of glom on to what you were sharing about your local campsite is to find a local KOA. And I didn't really know about these until recently, but KOA is a national organization that has amazing, like, glamping. And if you're not familiar with glamping, it's like the gateway to camping, okay? There's communal bathrooms, which are cleaned regularly. There's pizza being delivered to, and firewood that gets delivered to your campsite. So if you have people that are hungry or lazy and they don't want to bring their own camp stuff.
And they have showers.
They have showers.
I repeat, showers.
They
yay.
Have activities. I mean, it's ridiculous. It was like the funnest camping I've ever done. They had beds, bed frames, electricity. It was super easy. You just showed up. They had different levels. You could rent like an Airstream, which is kind of fun. Or you could have a cabin or a campsite. But they had a lot of opportunities. Some had air conditioning. I mean, come on. This is good times. A store. So it's like a staycation. And this is pretty close to our house. They have a lot of different sites around the country.
Yeah.
But it's a fun way to, you know, get outside and not really spend as much money as you would on a traditional trip.
Yeah. And because they're national, there's likely one real near you.
Real
so
near
it's
you.
Perfect.
I mean, we have like at least a 12 within, you know, a half day's drive from our house.
Yeah. Perfect. So listeners, what are your staycation tips? We are excited to hear. Tell us your story by emailing Stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com or via Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. We read all your reviews and messages. In fact, there's a listener review, Stephanie, from Karen. Did you want to read it or do you want me to read it?
Go for it.
Okay. Karen wrote, howdy from Austin, Texas. That's how you picture all Texans speaking, right? Howdy. She says, I listened to your podcast on my morning walk and have recommended it to several friends and family. Love you, gals. P.S. What websites do you go to for cheap vacays? Stephanie, you have to answer this one.
I certainly will. And Karen, this one is for you. So Karen, if you're like me, you love to plan vacations, it sounds like. And so for me, planning vacations is actually how I like to relax. So I love to surf discount travel websites. I love to daydream about travel. And my favorite site is called travelzoo.com. And it has a free daily newsletter with all the hottest deals. For domestic travel, I check Southwest Airlines, JetBlue, and regional airlines like Allegiant Airlines. And for international travel, I check Norwegian Air. And so I go to these websites directly because their low fares do not pull up under the normal big search engines. Little trick for you.
Wow, very great hack. Yay. Well, my hack is to try something new on your staycation to make it special. I mean, otherwise it can just feel like your ordinary day. So make sure you incorporate something that gets you a little bit out of your normal zone. Like try a new art class. Like I've never done sculpting. I would love to try that. Or try a new exercise. Stephanie, belly dancing. You need to try that. You haven't done it yet. Or just try a new restaurant or whatever it is, but make sure you incorporate new things into your vacation, and that'll make it memorable and fun.
Listeners, you deserve all the luxury, the relaxation, and fun a vacation offers, but you don't have to follow the rules. You can have your own dirty, lazy vacation with a staycation. You need to know yourself and what your needs are and your family's. And carefully plan all of these small things to make it happen, but it can feel special.
Listeners, are you enjoying the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast? If you are, show your support by leaving a review, and here's how. So on your iPhone, select the purple podcast icon. Using the search tool, type in Dirty Girl, Dirty Lazy Girls. Click on the thumbnail. Scroll down until you see ratings and reviews, and click on the stars and select 5 stars, hopefully. And then scroll down and select leave a review. Type in your review and hit OK. And we appreciate you doing that for us.
Thanks for listening to our staycation podcast episode this week. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
And don't forget to visit dirtylazyketo.com, where you can join the conversation and gain access to all kinds of free content to help you on your dirty lazy journey.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, consider supporting us by subscribing, rating, and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Be sure to stay tuned for our next Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, where we give you even more tips and support.
You don't have to be perfect to be successful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.